We're actually just outside of the new rehabilitation gym that's been set up here at Knoxville Hospital and clinics on the hospital wing. You got some new equipment in here. Talk a little bit about what the setup looks like now.
Well, we kind of have two separate areas. The new area that you just mentioned is carpeted, brand new renovated space. Looks great. It's got windows facing south, and we got a lot of new equipment. We're still waiting on a few pieces, but it's going to look more like a high-level gym with weight equipment, aerobic equipment, as well as rehab equipment.
So we're talking treadmills, ellipticals, dumbbells, that sort of thing. I saw there's a bouncing ball out there.
Yeah. And the balls and stuff, they're more rehab oriented, but you see them also in gyms across the state as well. But yeah, we'll have treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, leg press, hip machines, etc.
And this equipment is just meant as tools to help the rehabilitation of patients.
Correct. Whether they're an athlete coming off an injury or someone who's trying to get back home to a more normal lifestyle that they lived it before.
And speaking of that, you told me just briefly off the air that you're planning on setting up a life skills area in the near future too.
Yeah, and that's for when patients have been in the hospital for even a short or long period of time, sometimes they lose a lot of physical abilities. And so we want to make sure they're ready to go home safely. And so this life skills room provides the different things that they're going to have to navigate when they get home. So we want to make sure they can get in and out of their bed, they can get in and out of the shower, they can cook a meal safely, they can get in and out of the refrigerator, in and out of the car. So we'll have different ways to make sure we can test those patients to make sure they're safe and ready to go home.
And these are things that you don't think about until, a major surgery or something happens to you or a loved one.
Exactly.
What else are you guys looking for into the future?
Well, we're again wanting to build a strong relationship with the schools and the community as a whole. We're also hoping to add some other services that might have not been as readily available before. Myself, I have a specialization in head, neck, and TMJ pain, which is facial pain. And so we're reaching out to the dentists in town and the ENT community to hopefully get some referrals for those patients that have those difficulties. And we're also hoping to increase our services for lymphedema and women's therapy, and that will come with training and specialization by some of our therapists.
How long have you been up and running here, would you say? And what's been the most challenging part about getting this set up so far?
We started actually March 1st, even though Dr. Susan Woodle was seeing some patients prior to that in a kind of designated small area in the hospital over by the sleep studies room. The most difficult thing is we just haven't had all the equipment here at the start. Our space was still being finished, and the old space is just recently renovated and completed. And so that's been just the logistics and learning the new systems on the computer, etc. The people here have been great and very helpful, but it's just a lot of new things to learn.
And what are you most excited for looking forward?
Just, how vibrant the community is and working with the physicians and the providers. They've been great and good responses from them. And like I said, the staff here at the hospital and every community member that we've met has just been very welcoming and helpful.
What kind of patients would be referred to this kind of service? We talked about people coming off of surgeries. I imagine there's going to be some occupational therapy in the future, that sort of thing. So what kind of patients would be end up referred out to this area?
Well, any musculoskeletal pain. So if you have an ache or pain anywhere in your body from your neck to your toes, you can be referred to physical therapy. Also, if you're coming off an injury, whether it's a sporting injury, it's a car accident, it's just a slip or fall that you had at home or on the street, those are things that we help patients rehabilitate back to their prior level of function. Some people just have pain, and so we help them recognize where that pain's coming from and change the function so they can perform the daily routine without having pain or discomfort. Occupational therapy, we're looking forward to work with the local business too, providing occupational health services, whether that's, again, job-related injury, rehab, or helping them hire a more fit employee by doing a pre-work screen prior to hiring. Also helping them with ergonomic assessment or on-site job analysis. Occupational therapy, we mentioned the life skills room earlier. They will also be more focused in more hand and upper extremity rehab. So again, rehab after an injury at work, for instance, carpal tunnel or a tendon repair of the hand or the thumb. Those are the kind of things that we would see in occupational therapy.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today as we wrap up?
We're very excited to be here. We've had a very warm welcome from everyone in the community and at the hospital, and we're just really looking forward to serving Knoxville and the surrounding communities that Knoxville Hospital and Clinic serve.